It's the Sunday Morning Magazine Women in Ministry Special with your host, Rodney Lear.
And again, all morning long, we're celebrating women in ministry. For more information on our guests, follow us on social media, Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Follow us there. Twitter and Instagram at Rodney Lear on Air. Podcasts are available anywhere you get your podcast. Just subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. My next guest has been surrounded by ministry her entire life. Crystal Evans Hurst is the daughter of acclaimed radio and television minister, Dr. Tony Evans. Crystal is ministering to the world in her own right. She is a self-proclaimed Jesus girl, singer, speaker, and author. It's our pleasure to welcome Crystal Evans Hurst to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Crystal. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. Now, I have to ask you this. Now, growing up, the daughter of nationally known minister Tony Evans, was there a lot of pressure growing up to live up to others' expectations and to be the daughter that of a minister and things like that? We often hear that from pastors and their daughters. Was there any pressure on you like that growing up?
You know, I think that the pressure I felt wasn't because I was a pastor's daughter. It was because I was my father's daughter. I felt high expectation from my parents, but my dad would say to all of us, even if I wasn't a pastor, as a person who shares my last name, Evans, these are the expectations I would have of you. So I did feel that they had high expectations of us for our lives, and not necessarily to be on display in front of other people. And so I really appreciated the fact that there was never a do this because we're in front of people. It was, you should be kind and polite and dressed a certain way and making certain grades in school because that's what they expected of us, just in terms of having standards for our family.
So let's talk about this. Now I want to talk about your first book. Now in your first book, She's Still There, you speak candidly about an unplanned pregnancy in college. Why was that so important for you to share in a book?
Well, I think when I wrote Kingdom Woman with my dad, almost 10 years now, afterwards, I was looking on the backside of my website. And when you look on the website, you can see what people have searched to find you. Always in the top five, there would be Crystal Hurst divorced, Crystal Hurst widow, Crystal Hurst single parent. And so in that book with him, I just mentioned being a single parent. And people were trying to figure that out. It's like, why was she a single parent? Like, how did that happen? And so I decided to address it because the big question that I would get is, well, so how did you end up there? Like, what was the story that had you in a single parent position? And how did you end up back where you felt like you were in a space where you were honoring God with your life and exemplifying what kingdom womanhood looked like? So what was in the middle? And so She's Still There is a story of the middle. It is finding myself and acknowledging that journey and saying, okay, so here's how you get from here to there. So the sharing of that is to say, here's where that journey took me, and here's why wherever you are in your life's journey, that space today does not have to define what you do tomorrow, what God can do with your life, how he can work in and through you, and that the hard spaces of life are not the only spaces of life. And so the way you honor God with your life is to see what else he sees. And so that was why I highlighted that story in that book, to say that this is my story. We all have a story. And what does God want you to see about your life despite the hard that you're walking through?
All right. And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show can be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and follow us there now. This morning, we're talking to women in ministry. On the phone with me this morning is Crystal Evans Hurst. I want to talk about this now. The show is about women in ministry. And Crystal, growing up, did you have good examples of women that were working in ministry and that you looked up to?
Well, you know, my first introduction to women in ministry and my longest access to women in ministry is my mom. And so watching how she lived, worked, and moved as a speaker, as a singer, as a businesswoman, of course, as my dad's wife in that pastor's wife role, watching her really formed a lot of what I have done with my own life and what I was encouraged to do. But being in working with her in the church and being next to her as she operated, I got the opportunity to see other women in ministry as well. And so we have a church women's conference that for more than a decade we've had in a large capacity format, and even before that. So all of the women speakers that would come through there to share and minister with our audience, our women, I've gotten to know them. And so being around women who are able to, who are gifted and able to powerfully proclaim the Word of God unapologetically, to be themselves in a pulpit, and yes, to serve, all of that has influenced me. So apart from my mother, my aunt who lives in England has been in ministry her whole life. And then we've had, of course, you know, women like Beth Moore come in to visit in our audience. Anita Phillips was just with us last year. And so just a rich history and legacy of being around women who have built their lives around teaching the Word of God, you know, not the least of which is those, which is Priscilla Shire, who's been teaching God's Word publicly for 25 years. So I think my exposure has been great, and I'm grateful.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to women in ministry. On the phone with me now, we're speaking to Crystal Evans Hurst. She's from a family known for ministry. Her father, Dr. Tony Evans, is an internationally known minister. Her sister, Priscilla, is in ministry and an actress as well. Now, before we talk about the new book, you have a new film coming out. Journey with Jesus is a project that you did with your dad and your sister. Tell us about this new project.
Well, the first thing you need to know about this film is I didn't know it was a film. I was on the trip to Israel. I was actually there as a volunteer to be a bus shepherd, to ride around and be a representative of our parents and our ministry. And that was my job. I had a job. I was on post. And then we were called to go to a couple of different locations. And the girl who works at the ministry who was putting this together said, "Hey, Crystal, why don't you join us over here today? Because we're going to be filming, and I think it would be kind of cool to have you be in some of the shots." I said, okay. So at the least of which I'm thinking, I didn't bring clothes for this. You know, I didn't prepare. I don't even know where are we going? What are we talking about? And she said, it's okay. Just be curious. Just ask him questions. So I'm thinking, you know, it might show up on YouTube or Instagram as a clip, you know, something like that. And then how this ended up being a movie, I don't even know. All I know is that was not what I knew I was doing. So I think it's really cool that we have the opportunity to go to places and share that in this format, because you can see a documentary any day, but to be able to not only see, because Israel is beautiful, to see the beautiful sights with beautiful cinematography, and more than a documentary, more than an explanation, a teaching, a life-changing connection of the Word of God and the stories that we've become familiar with throughout our lifetime, and to see them and to understand this is what this looks like. This is a real place. We've been here. I think it's a phenomenal opportunity to share more about the life of Jesus and more about the gospel. Grateful to be a part of it, even if it was by accident.
Now, I understand that your family is releasing a book that you all co-authored together. So it's your dad, Dr. Tony Evans, yourself, your sister Priscilla, your brother Anthony, and your brother Jonathan. And all five of you have come together for this groundbreaking book. Tell us about the inspiration behind this book.
Well, my brother Anthony definitely had the vision for it. And one is because we realized 3 years ago when my cousin passed away, her death caught us off guard. And it was the day before my dad was supposed to speak on a Wednesday night at church. That night, we joined him as his children to be supportive. And that video on YouTube, you know, it's got well over a million views now. And grief is something we all will deal with, because someone that we love at some point in our life will leave us. It's just the way life is. So knowing that that was already a pain point, knowing that we had already been able to minister in that one video that sits on YouTube, and to know that the hardest and highest point of our own grief is in the loss of our mother, wanting to share and minister out of that in a different way. But because the last 3 years have been riddled with so much grief, so much loss, you know, not just our mom was the major domino in a series of dominoes that have fallen, and people that we love that have gone on to be with Jesus, he also knew that this is something working together to share a message is something that was on her heart for us. She'd always said, us doing an event together or us having a conference together, or us, she'd kind of said, you know, at some point we do all these different things from a ministry perspective, and it would be great to bring those things together. So this was his thought. Let's take what we already know has been a ministry of our family, grief. Let's take what our mother would want us to do to work together, and let's pull that together in a culminating product, a ministry work that would benefit and bless people to say, okay, how have they continued? How have they moved on? And how has the love and life of their mother brought them together and stitched them together and kept them together through all of the hard times?
All right. And again, in case you're just tuning in, we're talking to women in ministry. We're talking to Crystal Evans Hurst. The title of the book is Divine Disruption. And so what advice can you offer to other women in ministry?
You know, the first thing is that serve well where you are, meaning right now I think we have this celebrity ministry view that if I don't have a million followers and if I'm not on a big stage speaking to 3,000 people, if I don't have a hot podcast or a book out every other year, then I'm not doing ministry. You know, I'm closing in on 50. And in my 20s, I was a single parent and I was working hard, but I was involved in my choir and did Bible studies in my home because I needed it. In my 30s, I was raising children and home, thinking that the world was passing me by, and joined a Bible study local in town just so I could have adult conversation. But I was faithful to that Bible study for 10 years. So when I had the opportunity to write a book with my dad, I wasn't looking for it. When I had the opportunity to lead at my church, I wasn't gunning for it. When I had the opportunity to be in a movie, I wasn't dolled up for it. But everything that I've done in those quiet seasons to serve where I was is what is paying off now. And because we live in a society that says if it's not social and people don't see it, it's not real, it's not important, it doesn't exist, I would challenge you to ask the question instead that God asked of Moses when Moses said, how am I supposed to be who you called me to be? And God said, what do you have in your hand? And it was a simple stick. I would encourage women to, yes, know the call of God on your life, but to say, what is in my hand right now, and how can I serve well God right now with what I have? And let me trust him to build whatever ministry space he wants me to be in on my behalf. And get out of all the social media trying to make it be so, and ask God, what is he saying? And then you agree with him and say, that is so.
All right. So finally this morning, let me ask you this now. You grew up in a very talented family. You know, your father is who he is, Dr. Tony Evans. Your sister is a minister, actress, your brothers in music and things like that. How in a family, your mother, a musician, how do you find your own voice in a family like that?
To have parents who are calling out your voice. I think one of the things, because they did many things great, is that they looked at each one of us and said, what is her design? What is his design? Priscilla went to college and majored in communication because my dad said, all your life you've been talking, major in communication, and see what God, why he designed you that way. With me, I remember I came home, I was in high school, and I had gotten this presentation about court reporting, and I liked to type. And I came home and I said, Dad, I think I'm going to go to court reporting school. And he just looked at me and he said, you will not go to court reporting school. He said, the brain that God gave you, because I always made A's, it was school, I love school, it was easy for me. He said, if you're in that courtroom the way God designed you, you're the lawyer or the judge. Don't play down what God has given you. With my brother, he was musically inclined, and he was having a hard time figuring out where he was plugged in. But my parents saw that he could sing. And they said, you need to serve somewhere at church. Do the choir. His whole career came out of building into what he was good at. And Jonathan could never sit still. So he was the one of us that, you know, ended up playing professional football. They called out of us what they saw. They didn't force us into their mold. They asked the question of God, how did you design them, and then encouraged us in the way that we should walk in. So I think that's what you do. You're not asking your kids to be you. You're not asking your kids to do what you want them to do. You're saying as a steward of children that God has blessed you with, God, you gave this child to me. Show me what you see, and show me how I can partner with you in calling out their design in this world. And I think it's a stewardship issue and acknowledging that your kids don't belong to you. And our parents never made us feel like we were there to do their bidding. It was, you are here and we're supposed to ask God, what does God want from you, and help you get there.
All right. And with that, we're out of time this morning. Crystal, if our listeners, if they would like to find out more about you, more about your work, more about your ministry, how can they find out more?
You can find me anywhere on social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at Crystal Hurst. Crystal has an H in it, C-H. Or you can go to my website, crystalevanshurst.com.
All right. And the title of the book is Divine Disruption. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking to Crystal Evans Hurst. Her new film, Journey with Jesus, along with her sister and her father, will hit theaters November 15th, 16th, and 17th. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. For more information on women in ministry, more information on our show, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, and follow us there. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air, or listen to us anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app like Spotify and Podcast One or others, anywhere you get your podcasts, and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. That's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.